For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The top five at five.
President Biden is taking heat from conservatives over his announcement of a draconian disinformation bureau to police social media in the aftermath of Elon Musk's deal to buy Twitter, promising free speech. The first set of alleged war crime charges against members of the Russian military have been announced following mass killings and torture of Ukrainian citizens in Bucha. Revelations in a new book that Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, often at odds with the Biden administration, told a colleague he'd be willing to go independent and caucus with Republicans. The U.S. economy shrank 1.4% in the first quarter under the Biden administration, largely blamed on the widening trade deficit. Well, the New York State Legislature and congressional and Senate candidates left scrambling after the New York State Court of Appeals ruled congressional and Senate maps need to be redrawn because Democrats gerrymandered the new maps. Two primaries may be held. Days after free speech advocate Elon Musk sealed his $44 billion deal with Twitter's board to buy the social media giant, President Joe Biden is under intense criticism from conservatives for creation of a draconian disinformation bureau, which will operate under Homeland Security. Critics are blaming the bureau as a way for the government to police free speech online. Conservatives slammed the Orwellian new disinformation governance board. Some questioned its timing, given Musk has vowed to make Twitter notorious for censoring right-leaning points of view, a free speech haven. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have so many different efforts underway to equip local communities to identify individuals who very well could be descending into violence by reason of ideologies of hate, false narratives, or other disinformation and misinformation propagated on social media and other platforms.
The hashtag Ministry of Truth was trending on Twitter as critics compared the new board to George Orwell's 1984 novel. The DHS says the panel will target misinformation aimed at key points of vulnerability for Biden and Democrats, such as the southern border and Russian disinformation. For the first time, war crime charges have been announced related to Ukrainian war atrocities. Ukrainian authorities Thursday filed criminal charges against 10 Russian soldiers. The soldiers are accused of taking civilians hostage and mistreating them in Bucha, a suburb of the capital of Kiev. 10 charges are now commissioned. These charges are against 10 non-commissioned officers and privates from Russia's 64th Rifle Brigade. President Joe Biden has called Putin a war criminal for the attack on Bucha. Here he is back in March.
To show what happened in Bucha, this warrants him. He is a war criminal. But we have to gather the information. We have to continue to provide Ukraine with the weapons they need to continue the fight. And we have to gather all the detail so this can be have a war crime trial.
After Russian forces retreated in late March from Bucha, Ukrainian authorities discovered more than 400 dead civilians. Many had been shot. Others were held captive, denied food, and tortured. A big revelation from centrist U.S. Senator John Manchin of West Virginia, who has opposed President Biden on major issues such as Build Back Better. A new book by New York Times reporters Jonathan Martin and Alex Burns revealed Manchin told Senator John Thune of South Dakota he would switch his party to independent and caucus with Republicans if Thune was named leader of the Senate GOP. Here's what House Press Secretary Jen Psaki back in December when a reporter asked about the possibility of him switching.
I know Senator Manchin has been asked about this himself and has spoken for himself, as I assume he will continue to do. I would just note that the president considers him a friend. He believes they share values about a range of things personally, but also about why they're in public service, which is to make life easier for working people across the country.
In the book, This Will Not Pass, a copy of which was obtained by The Hill, Thune reportedly pitched the idea to Manchin on the idea of not formally joining the GOP, rather becoming an independent and caucusing with Republicans. The U.S. Commerce Department reported a 1.4% decline in the U.S. gross domestic product for the first quarter of this year, largely blamed on the widening trade deficit. It's the weakest showing since the start of the viral pandemic in the spring of 2020. It's in sharp contrast to a 6.9% annual growth rate in the fourth quarter of 2021. Supply disruptions are weighing on output. However, underlying strength in consumer and business spending suggests growth will resume. President Joe Biden, however, is optimistic about the economy.
Here's the deal. We also had last quarter consumer spending and business investment and residential investment increased at significant rates, both for leisure as well as hard products, number one. Number two, our unemployment is the lowest rate since 1970.
The drop stems from imports surging, exports falling, and a inventory investment by businesses compared with the rapid buildup in the fourth quarter. Fallout from the New York State Appeals Court 4-3 decision finding Democrats gerrymandered congressional and Senate maps to benefit the Democratic Party at the polls. A court-appointed master is redrawing the maps. The process of gathering signatures for congressional and Senate candidates to get on the ballot will start up again. Their primary may be pushed to August as well. The state legislature would have to pass a law allowing it. The governor's race will not be affected by redistricting and may still be held in June, or it could be aligned in August if the state legislature moves so to do it. Here's election lawyer Jerry Goldfeder on New York One.
I think this decision is kind of an earthquake here in New York. We'll go forward with the statewide primary. We'll go forward with the judicial races, the county races, the political party position races, probably even the assembly, because they're not involved.
The clock is ticking for Albany lawmakers. They have 5 weeks left in their legislative session to set the new primary and the new rules governing how one qualifies to run in it.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.